This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. My name is Nick Healy, only with you till 9 o'clock, saying goodbye soon. But I want to talk about Opal Card before I go, because, I mean, millions of us use an Opal Card to get around Sydney every single day, tapping on, tapping off, trains, buses, ferries, all across the city. Now, some researching being done by the University of Technology in Sydney is taking a closer look at that data, and the group has discovered some, well, surprising trends that could have major implications for transport planners in our city. Joining me to share some of these findings is Matthew Hounsell. He's Senior Research Consultant from the UTS Institute for Sustainable Futures. A very good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, how did you get your hands on this Opal data, and what have you gone on to build with it?
Well, there are many projects using Opal data underway at UTS. First of all, we are doing some research directly for the department. That, of course, at the moment is still in process and confidential.
Of course.
However, the government has a wonderful open data policy, and we commend the ministers for their policy, and especially Mr. Andrew Constance for driving that.
Good.
And they have released a set of privacy-protected Opal numbers that contain the number of people who tap off at the various stations in the city and the number of people who tap off at the various postcodes and on the ferry wharves and the light rail.
Right.
It's an excellent source of data. It gives us a great insight into how people are travelling. There's two sets. There's the full day, and there's also how people travel per hour.
All right. Because that allows for peak hour analysis, I'm assuming.
Yes. It gives us some interesting insights, like we can see the pattern of people travelling into the city on the Western Line on the weekend on Sunday, and we can also see them travelling back out, just in the shape of the distribution of number of passengers.
Any surprise data, like any shocks to the system when you were looking over it?
There's some really interesting things in there. There's some interesting things about the way people use ferries. We were very interested to see that a lot of people are using the ferries during the week, quite almost as many are using it during the morning peak.
Huh.
We're also interested to see the number of people continuing to use the light rail throughout the day. It's quite a lot of interesting data. Some stations are very popular, and we knew that, but we now have got some more concrete data about that.
Now, I was quite surprised. We were talking off air a little bit about what's already being done with the data, and I'd kind of assumed that when Opal came in that this would be used to analyse the way Sydneysiders travel around the system and make changes based on that. But it sounds like the use of the data maybe is coming a bit later than we could have expected.
Well, the initial purpose of the system was to collect tickets and revenue and simplify a system that was rather broken.
Mm.
And it has actually meant that more people are using public transport than ever before.
Wow, so we are on the rise for that.
Significantly.
Wow.
The Inner West bus services, which are to be privatised,
they are.
That was about 4 million journeys in March.
That's huge.
It's huge, yes. There's a lot of people use the buses, about 60% of Opal cards.
Wow. So, theoretically, that means, well, hang on, why would we privatise that? So, no, never mind. Don't ignore me for a second, sorry. I guess, what are the key takeaways for transport planners in Sydney? I mean, are we going to be able to make a far more efficient system using this data?
Yes, and that's the underlying reason that I started my research. And the main question we had was, what is the actual way people are using this? A lot of what we've done has been based on stated preference. So the WestConnex was based on the assumption that people would always continue to use their cars at the same level, no matter how bad the roads got. What we can see, though, from the data is that as the roads are getting worse, more people are turning to public transport. And when the public transport is really well supplied in the areas that it is, more people use it. So if we built more public transport, we're only going to see more revenue, less waste, and a more efficient city.
So this really does have a flow-on effect for other infrastructure challenges around Sydney, by the sounds of it.
Throughout the nation, yes. It really shows us where people are travelling and also when they're travelling. A lot of the data we had was only weekdays. Now we can actually see that a lot of people use public transport on the weekends.
Do other cities that have similar systems use this data effectively?
Singapore is a big one, and so is Shanghai. Oh. What we're also seeing now is there's a lot of interesting research in Brisbane out of some of their researchers. But Sydney is in a unique place because of the structure of our system. Being able to see where people go And we know people feel comfortable about that. But it does allow us to say to the government, this is where people want to go. You need to provide them more services to this place.
So, I mean, it sounds like maybe we've been under-investing in public transport in Sydney for a little while when we're seeing such a huge rise in its usage.
We're substantially under-investing for many decades. There are some significant projects coming, but they will not be enough to meet demand.
So what's the next step for your research and your data in particular?
Our research is trying to work out how to find things to optimise. There's currently an ongoing project about optimising the Inner West Light Rail, about seeing how we can make sure that the light rail, the Central and South East Light Rail, when it comes in, runs very efficiently to serve what will be a very high demand.
And just finally, do you think the state government is really on board with this research? Are they listening? Are they interested? Are they likely to take this to heart?
Well, our impression is that Minister Constance is very interested to see us using technology and data. There's a whole department, the DAC, which was created just to do analytics to try and drive this data-driven policy. And it's really coming from the top of the government, and it's filtered to the executives. It's taking a while to filter through, but it is still a good policy.
Matthew Hansel, thank you for chatting breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Nick.
That was Matthew Hansel. He's a senior research consultant from the UTS Institute for Sustainable Futures. You can check out the UTS Transport Data Dashboard online. We're going to have links up on the 2SER.com website.